This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The high-speed digital computer.
Number one, I fear the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. Number two, I fear bad logic to respond to unexpected crises. Render unto God instead of playing God. Number three, I fear a civilization run amok that values indulgence over everything. This pig out can't continue. We're spoiling ourselves to the point of no return. Ozark National Forest, which is about the most remote part of Arkansas, and live out in the woods by myself in a trailer that's about falling apart. It was donated to me, so done that for well all my adult life, really, ever since I got out of university. I go a lot of days where I don't see anybody particularly. I've got a couple of dozen dogs and about a dozen cats, and so I've got enough animals here to keep me distracted. Okay, number four, I fear fear itself. I don't mean instantaneous panic in response to a sudden danger, like stepping on a rattlesnake or hitting your head on a hornet's nest. I mean constant chronic fear. Number five, losses of habitats. Number six, I fear climate change. I've been taking notes on the sequence of natural events since the 70s, and I can see definite changes in patterns of timing, like on migration, on nesting, all kinds of things like that. Number seven. Since World War II, we've had this lost in space attitude of trying to isolate ourselves from nature, like in, you know, our own, you know, house becomes a spaceship, and, you know, everything outside of it's alien. Okay, number eight. Fear loss of basic information through current reliance on computers. I've never used a computer. The only electricity that I use is solar chargers for batteries for my radio and for flashlights. That's the extent of my technology. number 9. I should be more afraid of time. My grandparents, you know, pretty much raised me in a lot of ways. You know, my mom had other kids she had to take care of, and so anytime that got to be too much, then she'd farm me out to my grandparents. It's like I was getting to see the last of their whole era, and they pretty much had a whole different approach to life than modern people do. You know, they fit into the world around them. They weren't, you know, aspiring towards bigger and better and over the top. They were perfectly content to have survived, you know, in place. But, you know, they'd really, you know, attained what they wanted through life, which is just basically to, you know, get through it. Lastly, I fear the unexpected. That's, you know, pretty much it. My name is Kent Bonner, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Kent Bonar lives with his animals in the Ozarks region of Arkansas. A long time ago, he started drawing the various plants he encountered on his walks in the woods. Eventually, he had over 3,500 illustrations, and they were collected in a book and published by the University of Arkansas in 2017. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimette, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I should never have gotten rid of all those books. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.